Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the fourth day of May, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It's currently 52 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 59 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 39 degrees. And showers, constant showers, looks like the rest of the fucking week. I'm excited about that. Anyways, I guess it's time to jump over and see what we got to work with today. See that one. FBI tip that allegedly puts Biden at center of criminal scheme sends sleuths around the world by Stephen Nelson. Still, you know, they're going to talk about all, you know, just like with Hillary Clinton. They'll name all your fucking crimes. They'll say murder, whatever you want to say. And no reasonable prosecutor would, if the king would fucking touch one of his fucking subjects or one of his concubines. A whistleblower tip about a document allegedly putting President Biden at the center of a bribery scheme. No, I will not believe that Biden would be in the middle of a bribery scheme. That's way too fucking small for him. He's got to have something bigger than that. Triggered a guessing game across Washington Wednesday as journalists and politicians pored over Biden's extensive history of interactions with his family's business associates. Biden, 80, regularly met with his son and brother James international connections during and after his 8-year vice presidency, including citizens of China, Kazakhstan, Mexico, Russia, and Ukraine. However, the tip pertains to a alleged wrongdoing by President Biden, a source said, meaning that it may not necessarily involve figures linked to his relatives. Shit. The fucking crime family. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Conner, Republican, Kentucky. Republicans, see? There's different Republicans and there's... Fuck you, you fucking Trump-tards. And Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican, Iowa, revealed the whistleblower information Wednesday, saying the tip involves an alleged criminal scheme involving then Vice President Biden and a foreign national relating to the exchange of money for policy decisions. No, not the United States government. They wouldn't do that. If it's as explosive as what we've heard, we expect to be very difficult to get it. Goddamn right, because they're going to cover it up, and the FBI is there to cover for them. Grassley told Fox News Wednesday afternoon, but we know it's unclassified now, and the American people deserve transparency. That's what you get. You see, transparency. That's what you deserve. That's what all your fucking rights are. Is to know so they can come up and tell you what they're doing to you and laugh a fucking about it. from the FBI, and that's what this is all about. Shit. Comer set the FBI a decline of May, a deadline, I'm sorry, of May 10th to produce the documents, leaving at least a week for speculation to mount about the dealings and countries involved. Here are a few possibilities. Natural gas company, looks like Bruce Brusma, paid then second son Hunter Biden up to $1 million per year to serve on his board beginning in April 2014, shortly after the then Vice President Biden assumed control of the Obama administration's Ukraine policy in the chaotic aftermath of the Maidan uprising that deposed Kiev's pro-Russian President Viktor Yanukovych. I love all these foreign names because we're not standing within our borders. This ain't about America, man. This is about international fucking corporate mafia. Just 3 days after Hunter joined the board, the White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, then a vice president aide, told reporters on Air Force Two en route to Kiev that Joe Biden would push for U.S. support to Ukraine's natural gas and industry, which later that year was awarded $50 million by Congress. We didn't need that $50 million. Shit, we got money to throw away. Well, not money, we're resources. It ain't money. There ain't no money. Former White House stereographer Mike, looks like McCormick, who recently outed Sullivan as the the anonymous U.S. official who briefed reporters on the flight, tells the Post he did not contact the FBI in June 2020, ruling him out of involvement in at least the disclosure due to the date specified in Connor's subpoena. And that's what's important. It's not the fucking crime that's being committed. It's these bastards that are reporting it. They have to be stopped. But they don't, no, I don't really think so. I think this is fucking, they love putting this right out there in your fucking face and doing nothing about it right in front of you so you get used to it. Obama-Biden administration visitor log show Joe Biden met with his son's business partner, Devon Archer, since convicted felon in 2014. Around the time both Hunter Biden and Archie joined Bruce Ma, that's like the juju thing, ain't it? And Joe Biden raised eyebrows by visiting the island of Cyprus, where the gas firm's corporate headquarters were located on April 21st, 2014. About a year later, then VP Biden attended an April 16, 2015 dinner at DC's Cafe Milono, who gives a shit, with a group that included Bruce Ma, executive Vandema Pozarski, all these kind of names kind of sound Russian or Polish. You know, the old Soviet Union, isn't that where we're headed? Emailed Hunter the next day to thank him for the opportunity to meet your father. Former President Donald Trump was impeached by House Democrats in December 2019 for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress after pressuring Ukraine to investigate the Biden family allegedly using U.S. military aid as leverage. And, well, yeah, I mean, you're talking mafia fucking wars here. Although some Republicans focus on Joe Biden's public boast about getting a Ukraine prosecutor, that's what Ukraine, you got the prosecutor, the one that was going after his fucking criminal son, fired as a condition of Ukraine receiving $1 billion. He paid $1 billion to protect his son. $1 billion out of your fucking pocket. You people out there sweating right now, fucking for fucking substandard fucking wages. Think about $1 billion just to take care of his son, the criminal son of a bitch. In USA, Democrats have countered that the prosecutor's ouster was sought by NATO allies as well as American administration. You mean there was agreement within different portions of the corporate mafia? Mexico, Joe Biden as vice president also was closely linked to his family's Mexican pursuit, as both Hunter and James Biden courted the country's business elites. Hunter Biden visited Mexico at least 6 times, or at least 6 years in a row, from 2011 through 2016, while his father was vice president, according to laptop records and communications include reference to Joe Biden, though details remain vague on the amount of money that changed hands and then VP's specific involvement. In November 2015, Joe Biden hosted billionaire Carlos Slim. This is what it looks to me, but I know it's Slim. Slim and members of the wealthy Ailman family, whom Hunter Biden was and his associated Jeff Cooper were courting and his associate Jeff Cooper were courting at the vice president's official residence in Washington. Pictures of the meeting show Joe Biden with Cooper, Hunter Biden, Carlos Slim, Miguel Ailman, Velasco, and his son Miguel Ailman. I have to learn to speak all these fucking different languages because these are the fucking, this is the international corporate mafia. The founder of the airline Interjet. Hunter and Cooper sought Slime's investment in Cooper's online gaming company, Ocho Gaming, and digital wallet from ePlata, in which Hunter had a 5.25% stake. In addition, the then second son earned $80,000 a year on the board of Cooper's venture capital firm, Edura Global, in which he held a 3% stake, from which he received a one-time payment of $300,000 in 2015. Laptop records show Hunter Biden facilitated access to Obama-Biden administration figures, but it's unclear what policy changes would have been at play. Well, how about fucking invasion of our country? Hunter set up 2 meetings for Ailman, Menina. I don't know these. This is fucking... If I could just speak Spanish, I'd be doing good here, more in fucking Spanish than fucking English anymore. With then Secretary of Transportation Anthony Fox for March 17, 2014 and January 23, 2015, as well as meeting with a Federal Aviation Authorities Administrator, according to laptop emails. It's got a picture of all these fucking criminals standing together with their arms around. We're fucking you. We're stealing from you. We're going to kill you. And you, what are you going to do about it? We're going to kill you first, you son of a bitch. James Biden, who also was seeking business in Mexico, emailed Hunter on May 7th, 2015 about a proposed deal that would involve Slim, an oil and gas company, Pemex. Have a very real deal with Pemex, Carlos Slim. Need financing literally for a few days to a week, James Biden wrote. Have the seller, Refinery Slimes, and buyer, Major, being delivered from pipeline in HUSA. Nothing is simple, but this comes very close. As always, the devil's in the details. Any interest on the long skirt part? Russia. Biden allegedly met with one of his son's Russian associates, billionaire Yelena Bartarina, I can't speak Russian either, and her husband, former Moscow mayor Yuri Luzkov, at the same time, same April 2015 DC dinner attended by Paz Hasarki, and all these goddamn Irish names. Bartarina allegedly wired $3.5 million to a firm associated with Hunter more than a year prior on February 14, 2014, and allegedly met with Hunter and his associates, Devon Archer, that April in Lake Como, Italy. I've got a picture of fucking scum. Right in your face. It's unclear what policy matter Joe Biden would have influenced on Britannia's behalf, though she did evade U.S. sanctions over the dubious war between Russia and Ukraine and broke out in April 2014. Bartarina, who sought out U.S. property investments with Hunter and fellow Russian billionaire Vladimir Yevgenievich, who met with Hunter in March 2012 and January 2013 to discuss real estate options around, according to laptop documents, have avoided increasingly severe U.S. sanctions against Russia's business elites since last year's invasion of Ukraine. The Biden family links to the two billionaires remain murky, as does the scope of their eventual U.S. property purchases. Because the underlying FBI document dates to June 2020, it would not pertain to Biden's actions toward Russia or lack thereof while president. He changed who he was when he became president instead of vice president. Romania. Hunter Biden began working for Romanian business Gabriel Popovici, see what I mean, in early 2015 to help him challenge a corruption conviction. No, this isn't mafia. Laptop emails show Hunter managed the relationship for law firm Boyes Schiller Flexner LLP, limited liability protection. But a person familiar with the arguments told the Post Hunter made a side agreement directly with Popovici and that raked in millions more for himself and associates. Popovici also hired former FBI Director Louis Freeh, and Freed called Hunter Biden directly in July 2015, just 2 hours before Hunter was scheduled to meet with his dad, email shows. Hunter also flew to Romania on November 15, 2016 for a two-day trip to represent Popovici before the National Anti-Corruption Directorate. Hunter Biden representing anybody in anti-corruption dictatorate is what it says. The then second son was booked for breakfast with dad 2 days after his return. China, see also. Biden wrote college recommendation letters for kids of Chinese execs tied to Hunter. Chinese executives. We're paying for their fucking college. Although one of the Post sources said the whistleblower complaint is not believed to deal with China, the world's most populous country was a source of Biden family riches through two separate business ventures that involved additional countries. The first venture, the Hunter Biden confounded BHR Partners, was registered 12 days after Joe and Hunter Biden arrived in Beijing aboard Air Force Two in December 2013, according to the Wall Street Journal. Hunter introduced his father to BHR CEO Jonathan Lai during the trip. And Joe Biden later wrote college recommendation letters for his children. I mean, fucking these. In 2016, BHR facilitated a deal in which a Chinese firm bought a Congolese cabinet mine, Congolese cobalt belt mine from U.S. and Canadian companies. Cobalt is used in electric car batteries. The journal reported that Hunter Biden's paid in capital to establish BHR was $425,000, according to corporate registration records, and a purported suspicious activity report flagged wires totaling about $2.5 million among the Chinese and the U.S. BHR partners between 2014 and 2019. And they've got Joe and old Chink, the head of the Chink, fucking goddamn Chinese fucking, well, I'm not going to call them communists. They're goddamn capitalists. Capital communists. Both start with a C. It's good. 1 week after Joe Biden's November 2021 virtual summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping, Hunter Biden's attorney, Chris Clark, said his client's stake in BHR had been divested. However, records don't reflect a new holder of Hunter's 10% stake, and neither Clark nor the White House provided further information on the supposed transaction, such as the dollar amount or the buyer's identity. The second Biden family venture in China involved a relationship with CEFC China Energy, a since defunct firm reputed to be an arm of Beijing Belt and Road foreign influence operation. Although most known details about the project happened after Biden left office, as VP Comer has raised the possibility that the venture began while Biden remained in office. Look at this fucking freak. God, how long is it? We're there, almost there. Vuk Jeremic, a former foreign minister of Serbia and president of the United Nations General Assembly, appears to have helped Biden family members connect with CEFCI leaders in late 2015 when Joe Biden was still vice president. No, that would contradict the lie. Well, wait a minute. Hunter Biden's laptop included a May 17th email from business partners James Giller proposing that the big guy get 10% of the partnership with CEFC. A whistleblower, former Hunter Biden associate Tony Bolalinsky, I mean, all these goddamn names are Russian, sound fucking foreign to me, says that he met with the elder Biden in May 2017 to discuss the venture. Both Bolinsky and Giller have separately identified Joe Biden as the big guy. Hunter and James Biden ultimately received at least $4.8 million in 2017 and 2018 from CEFC, according to the Washington Post's later review of laptop records. The House Oversight Committee, shit, revealed in March that subpoenaed bank records and show the first daughter-in-law, Haley Biden, who was married to the president's late son, Beau Biden, before dating his other son, Hunter, also received money from the CEFC venture with $35,000 in transfers sent to her by a Biden family associate in early 2017. Evidence hinting at Joe Biden's involvement in the CEFC venture includes the October 2017 email that identifies Joe Biden as a participant in a call about CEFC's attempt to purchase U.S. natural gas. Hunter Biden also asked in September 2017 for a new sign and more keys to an official he was renting in D.C. More keys to an office, I'm sorry, he was renting in D.C. House of Sweden building. So here, see, this is the shit. This is why we've been, hammered with pedophilia. Everything about, we know the pedophiles are there. We know what the fuckers are doing. We know what they fucking think. We know that they are only 0.004%, but they make them look so big and so that they can come and distract the people from the fucking crimes like this right here. I mean, this is fucking, it's convictable. But nobody's going to, no reasonable prosecutor would ever touch it in the King's Admiralty fucking, the King's Courts, the goddamn, I can't think of anything, I'm not trying to think up here. Anyway, let's see what else we got. New York on cusp of being first state and nation to ban natural gas under new budget, and residents are furious by Zach Williams. And they're furious? That'll stop them. All you got to do is get furious. Gas stoves will soon become toast in New York under a controversial new handshake deal between Democratic Governor Kathy, and they don't be this Democrat fucking, stop, just stop it. We don't need it. We know it doesn't exist. We know y'all shit through the same fucking hole. Just say fucking goddamn, let's make it cabal member Kathy Hochul, an Alabama lawmaker, and I'm an Alabama lawmaker that would make the state the first in the U.S. to ban natural gas, because we got to send it all down to fucking Mexico through that pipeline we built for Mexico, paid for Mexico, so that the fucking they could take the elite, the 1% could take the fucking goddamn natural resources of our country down there where that fucking slave labor is and make bigger money. That's all there is to it. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back in just a second here. Take your break. Time to go. We don't have long to go. Remember me. Cause I'm the one that you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Ah!
desire. We've seen the rise from demons fall. He killed his kids all. We're in hell. Fine white lines, crystal light, keep us up all day and all night. Yeah, we've just forgotten boys and girls who drown on cosmic destroyers. Ooh, this planet's on fire. Ah, Satan's desire. We've seen the rise, we'll see the fall. Begin to see us all. Burn hell. Burn in hell. Wow.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific time, and of course, that was Megadeth with This Planet's on Fire, and it might as well all be on fucking fire, because we're not doing anything to stop this shit, people, in case you haven't noticed. I mean, we just went over fucking crime after crime. These crimes happened fucking during the Obama fucking administration, man. Think about that. And here we are, oh, you son of a bitch. Okay, there was another one I wanted to look at. Oh, yeah, King Charles and the globalists set meeting for September to plot how to accelerate goals of UN Agenda 2030 and the complete digitization of humanity by Dylan Evan. 11 again. Dylan 11. Let me put this up. That was sent in by Marie Earle. The World Economic Forum and United Nations are so concerned that the goals of Agenda 2030, a sustainable development and the Great Reset, a.k.a. technocracy under a one-world beast system, are in jeopardy of not being fulfilled by the appointed date. That they have called for a summit in September to discuss how they can kickstart their stalled totalitarian agenda. So they say it won't be filled on day. It ain't going to be filled at all, you motherfucker. And see, that's the whole point. You have to put it like it's a fait accompli. It fucking is not. I'll tell you what, Chucky, you put your pants on one fucking leg at a time like I do. You're a fucking sovereign. I'm a fucking sovereign. I'll hang your motherfucking ass. You get the fuck out of our fucking body politics. You get the fuck out of our politics, plain and simple. You stop fucking thinking you can come in here and put down your goddamn king's fucking star chamber court law and get the fuck out of here, or you will fucking go through one of our goddamn courts, a common law court, and we'll stretch your fucking royal neck. You piece of fucking shit. Oh, that's kind of upset with me. Go to the next thing here. There we go. The WEF, founded in 1971 by German economist and engineer Klaus Schwab under the tutelage of Dr. Henry Kissinger. Now, there are some fucking nice fellers. Has said for years that by 2030, the people of the world will own nothing. You want to fucking bet, buddy? I don't have to bet because I'm going to have everything you got anyway, you son of a bitch. When the law comes down on your fucking ass, you motherfuckers are going to fucking go in the ground. Count on it. Own nothing, that they will have to. No privacy, but they will somehow learn to like their evolving state of digital slavery. Oh, I'm loving it. You will be living in a tiny apartment in a so-called smart city where almost no one works, sitting back, playing video games, and drawing a universal basic income check from the government. The smart homes situated inside smart cities will be powered by artificial intelligence, an all-knowing force with a watchful eye on everyone's activities. You know, I'm getting sick of this, that we've been trying to push this AI shit, artificial intelligence. You know, we know what's wrong with their fucking technology. It's prone to fucking destruction. I mean, it's fragile. That's the word I'm looking for. Think how fucking fragile it is. I mean, the smartphones, and they got all this fucking shit that can do all these fucking things, but it's fragile. It's easy to fucking destroy. And I mean, like, they had their fucking doggy, you know, with the fucking machine gun on it. I think of several ways to get rid of that son of a bitch without even fucking breaking a sweat or even, you know, doing, it wouldn't even be hard. Activities, movement, even their thoughts. People will willingly eat bugs and artificial, you want to bet, lab-grown meat as their source of protein in a universal effort to help the earth heal itself through carbon neutrality. And of course, King Chuck, he's going to do the same, right? And all of his fucking, all the international corporate mafia, 1% filthy rich motherfuckers with piles of gold as big as Mount Everest, they're going to step right in there and tighten their belts too. Never mind that in a world free of carbon, no plant life will be able to sustain itself, and famine will claim the lives of millions. There will be a life-saving vaccine for literally every form of sickness. And there will be plenty of that as people submit to demands that they replace their natural human immune system with a man-made one powered by synthetic mRNA and that takes over one's body and completely changes its DNA. You are no longer human. You're a transhuman, meaning you are transitioning or evolving into a higher life form. I would debate that higher life form. When you're fucking morphing into a slave from a fucking free person, that is not a higher life form. That is fucking a lower life form. We know the fucking difference. From that is part human and part machine. Humans will finally be able to direct their own evolution through, no, they won't. Humans will not. You got a handful of fucking psychos who want to fucking get you. You know the problem here? It's just, there's so many fucking of us and so few of them. They are so fucking scared shitless. The people of this world could wipe these motherfuckers out in 1 hour flat if they were of a like mind. Just do it. Get rid of these son of a bitches. They are the misery makers of this fucking planet. They need to go now. And we here in the United States, we have the law behind us. We have the law of December 15, 1791, unalienable fucking law. And that not only the right, but the responsibility to fucking enforce that fucking law. And we sit here and we let this shit go on. Through advance in technology, says Schwab, chief advisor of Israeli historian Professor Yuval Noah Harari. Yeah, of course. I mean, because we're a colony of fucking goddamn Israel, right? I mean, that's what you're going over there with foreign kings. I mean, they meet all the fucking time, all these fucking foreign fucking kings, but they're actually just mafia dons of the different mafias, because there isn't a goddamn country left on this fucking planet. They're all fucking goddamn corporate fucking mafia fucking held fucking properties by fucking force. In the wake of the COVID pandemic, there is no COVID-19. There is no COVID-19. COVID-19 is a fucking lie. And there was no pandemic. In 2020, Schwab and the WEF released a new book and agenda, which they branded the Great Reset, where they saw this massive crisis. There was no fucking crisis. There was just these fucking assholes out there fucking pretending there was one. And there was the fucking naive, fucking stupid ass motherfucking Republicans, Democrats out there fucking participating in it. Crisis is a narrow window of opportunity to radically transform the world from physical and tangible to virtual and digital. Everything in the world is connected. Every appliance, every vehicle, every highway and light post, every home, everybody. Hence the call for not only an internet of things, but a internet of bodies. You know what, you motherfuckers, you've used the other people's brains and fucking the stolen wealth of this country to put yourself in a position where you're going to fucking hang. You fucking will not pull this off. You will fucking hang. I know your technology. I grew up with when your computers and shit, and I know how fucking they're fragile. Your fucking strongest fucking suit is so fucking fragile. I mean, the son of a bitches don't work half the fucking time, and when they do, they don't work right. As Harari stated, the surveillance the humans fully accept as part of the new normal during the pandemic would soon make the next a great leap. He predicted when it comes to surveillance, now it's going under the skin. You got to get it under that skin, bud. I got something to go under your fucking skin. I got something to go right through your fucking head and blow the back of it off, you motherfucker. Come put it under my skin. Harry said, when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis, there was never a COVID crisis, is that this is the moment when everything went digital. And yeah, I mean, I've seen your shit work. Your shit works like shit. I'm serious about that. You people that would be afraid of this stuff, come on. Think about what the technology you use, how fucking worthless it is, how it fucking don't last. It fucking takes a shit, man. It's fragile. It's way fucking fragile. If it's all linked together, you fuck one thing up, man. It's like in your car. You know, they put all the fucking shit in your car, so the seat heaters and all this fucking stuff. But then your cigarette lighter goes out and your car won't run. We know what you're trying to put up against us, and it's fucking laughable. You are not going to succeed. When everything became monitored, see brief, we can't watch the video, but it's more than just the UN and WEF who are behind the great reset of humanity and the pressure to change the way we live, focusing on us, forcing us into what they would call a higher state of consciousness. Yeah, you bet you're in a higher state of consciousness. All slaves are in a higher state of consciousness. Fuck you. You got to come through some fucking lead, motherfuckers, and you ain't seen no inclination to do that. What's your fucking technology so fucking bad? Just do it. And which aided by artificial intelligence, we come into harmony and balance. Artificial. Am I reading this right? Artificial intelligence is going to put us in harmony and balance with nature. Nature's natural. I mean, that's an oxy fucking moron. As stated on the Georgia Guidestones monument, one of the biggest pushers of his dystopian vision is His Royal Highness King Chuck, whose coronation will take place May 6th. Listen to him wax eloquent about his grandiose collective plan for humanity. You should go watch these because they're really cool. I mean, you see this fucking, this arrogant motherfucker. I mean, he's just a fucking man. And he's acting like he's fucking talking to the fucking world. He's not just talking to his goddamn ill-begotten, fucking violent, fucking goddamn produced fucking kingdom. Chuck, come talk to my fucking face like that, you cocksucker. I'll pound you down into the fucking ground. And without somebody to fucking fight for you, you son of a bitch, just like your fucking ancestors. Somebody else did the fucking bleeding. And then your cardinals did fucking, you were splitting up with the international corporate mafia of the day. They fucking stepped in there and, oh, you cannot hurt the king. God save the king. Fuck the king. Fuck the king. Hang that son of a bitch for the crimes against humanity he has committed and those he intends to commit. If you people in goddamn Britain can't take care of this motherfucker, I'll tell you what, we get control here. You may be eating a fucking nuke because we're not going to put up with this fucking monarchies and all this fucking horse shit no more. We are free individuals and we're going to fucking stay that way. Then anything else, earth worship. He beckons us to follow his lead into this new religion while he claims to be a Christian. He never mentions the Bible, God, the Father, or Jesus Christ, the one who has the desire to save not the earth, but the souls of those who inhabit the earth. The Luciferians believe they can create their own version of heaven or earth without the God of the Bible, and this is the greatest deception they dangled in front of weak human beings. Now see, there's your cop out. And see, this leaves you your place for your cop out because it's going to be the Armageddon. You know, it's going to be the fuck they call it when it all ends, and God's going to come down, and then these people go hide and fucking polish their fucking rifles while they're waiting on God to do their goddamn fighting. Don't put God into this. This is about 10 fucking articles on one fucking piece of paper, plain and simple. It's not fucking goddamn religious, it's political. And your right to goddamn your religion is a political right in the first fucking article of that goddamn one by the barrel of a gun, unalienable fucking document from December 15, 1791, the people's fucking absolute law. You motherfuckers are going to hang under it. King Charles in his own page of the WEF website in which he outlines the 10 actions we must take to drive the green recovery. These actions are truly frightening. Were they ever to be fully implemented? I mean, they talk, there's this one, I was looking at the videos and stuff as we were doing this. This one prick on this video, he's talking about the inkling, if we kill off, you know, all the people, but he says, but a billion. Okay, but if we do it peacefully, you see, is if we do it incrementally. So then, you know, if we just went in and just blew them up, man, they'd fight. You think we ain't going to fucking fight, you son of a bitch? You think you're going to kill our fucking children and we ain't going to fucking stand and fight your fucking ass? You are wrong. These guns are going to go off and every other terrible implement of the soldier, you motherfuckers. So get to fucking doing it. Quit talking about it. King Chuck, you're a fucking pussy. You're a fucking punk. In the real world, you couldn't be a ditch digger. You're fucking worthless, son of a bitch. Implemented as they would allow for basically no freedom in a top-down dictatorship and decides for us how all resources are to be allocated and used. See, these people that are talking about all this fucking control you need to save the fucking earth, well, not us. We're not going to be control. We're going to be telling you what the control that needs to be on you fucking plebes. You fucking peasants, you fucking coolies, you want to bet? You know, I hate this thought of this, you know, that people, there's so many people that are going, oh, they ain't even fucking fought you yet, and you're fucking already whipped. What a bunch of cunts. I swear to God, you are a bunch of fucking pussies. You haven't even fought, they talked you down. They whipped your ass with their mouth. That's how fucking badass you are. Rigorously work towards the provision of reliable data and actively advance the adoption of common metrics and standards, as for example in the IBC scorecard, in order to allow more informed assessments of sustainability, compliance, and opportunities for improvement, in particular with regard to alignment with the Paris Agreement. You're in another country trying to fucking make laws for the United States. That is high fucking treason. Now get your neck stretched. plain and simple. And you've signed your name to it. There's articles about it. When the people finally fucking stand up and fight, when you meet the American nationals, when you meet the fucking real Americans who are not going to be fucking your slaves, you motherfucker, you're going to go in front of a court. And I want to see what you do. I want to see how you fucking try to justify your fucking goddamn genocide, your pedophilia, your human trafficking. I want to see how you try to justify it. Well, I'm king and God wants me to do it. It's kind of like the Jews over there, ain't it? The God's chosen people, the most rugged, fucking nasty, rotten fucking bastards on the fucking planet. It is time now to move towards unified metrics and global standards to encourage accelerated progress through uniformed benchmarking. That means we got to do something or else we're going to lose this fucking thing, because they are losing. They are heading backwards. They've punked everybody that'll be punked. They have fucked with everybody that's going to be fucked with. And to go further, somebody's going to have to fucking face some fucking guns, and a lot of fucking guns, 100 million fucking guns, and every other terrible implement of the fucking soldier. So just bring it the fuck on. Let's get this. You think you can do this? You look at these fuckers. They're old fucking dried up son of a bitches that should have died 10 years fucking ago. And they're going to fucking fuck everything up for the rest of fucking time. And we're just going to let these old fucks fuck us? I don't think so. And what about those of us who refuse to comply with the global standards? It will no doubt be off to the gulag. You got to take me to the fucking gulag, you see? They like to throw shit in there like that, off to the gulag. Take me off to the gulag. I will not be going to the gulag, but there'll be some of you that will be going to the fucking goddamn cemetery. That's a goddamn fact. And that we don't want to go to the gulag, and we got fucking guns. You see, it ain't just off to the gulag, is it? It's a little bit more than that. Or maybe even off with our heads. Come get the son of a bitch if you think you can do it. But progress towards the supposedly new and better world that Charles Tate talks about is not moving fast enough to meet his expectations. Oh my goodness, really, the king of the fucking world? Motherfucker, come over here and fucking command me, you son of a bitch. You're nothing to me. You wouldn't even put up a fucking fight. I'd slap you like a bitch and knock you flat of your ass. You piss yourself because you ain't never even been in a bitch fight, you fucking punk, to come out and talk like you're fucking going to do this to other people, like you have the fucking ability. You can't do nothing. I bet you don't wipe your own fucking ass. And the exceptions of the WEF, the United Nations, Klaus Schwab, Yuval, Harari, and Bill Gates. Oh, Bill's in on this? No. Larry Flint, George Soros, and the rest of the Luciferians who have managed to place their minions in key positions of power throughout the institutions. Schwab openly brags about having penetrated the cabinets of major nations with WEF puppets. And there's a video. You can go over from the trenches. Go take a look at the video. And, I mean, just look at this fucking old piece of shit. This son of a bitch is going to he's going to control me? You fucking punk. You fucking four-eyed freak. You fucking pedophile. Despite all of this progress, things aren't moving fast enough for these psychopaths. But they ain't moving at all. They are fucking running into brick fucking walls, and they're gonna have to shit or get off the pot. You can't just keep saying we're gonna send somebody to get you. You're gonna actually have to fucking do it, and then we'll see who wants to die for the fucking paycheck. And when the people cut loose. Oh man, it'll be an explosion across this goddamn country. There is so much bent up fucking rage in this country that it's incalculable. Last week, the WEF released a post saying that civic participation is key to meeting UN stability targets to fulfill the goals of Agenda 20. Bring all your fucking queers, because you tell me you got so goddamn many. Bring all your fucking transvestite. All the fucking, I don't know what they are, whatever they want to. Whatever pronoun, not a 99 they are, that stayed in the military wearing their fucking high heels, and bring it the fuck on, punk. Then you can bring those Chi-Cons over here and we'll fucking refertilize this earth I mean, we'll have to tear this son of a bitch down to the goddamn foundation, but your fucking asses are going. And you're not going to just go to another fucking country and hide, because they're going to get a phone call and they're going to turn your fucking ass over and everything they've stolen from us, or we're going to fucking nuke them. I'd rather blow this whole planet up than live as a fucking slave to the likes of this motherfucking piece of shit I'm looking at right now. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my fucking knees. Civic participation. That means the handful of communists that you're going to try, that the fucking grouse that you're going to try and make look like a goddamn turkey, huh? Fuck you and your grouse. You ain't got what it takes, bitch. Attacks on civil society and civic freedoms threaten to unravel achievements in meeting the UN sustainability development. Oh, really? Attacks on civil society and civic freedoms? Civic? What in the fuck? What are you talking about? Do you even have a clue what you're fucking... you throw this out there and you act like there's some kind of authority behind this? Well, there is not. You are in violation of the fucking law here, motherfuckers. And we are the fucking enforcers of the law. We are the jurisdictional authority for this country. We, the individual, free, sovereign, national, the people of this goddamn country who fucking own it, that you've been stealing it from, that you've been taking it from without due process of the law. That makes it fraud. None of it belongs to any. All you fuckers that think you've got some, you don't got nothing. You're giving it fucking back, and you're going to fucking hang. You keep listening to these son of a bitches. Go ahead and listen to old Charles Schwab. Go ahead and listen to that motherfucker. He'll get a goddamn rope put around your neck. You better start thinking, you foreign motherfuckers. Do you think we won't bring you back here and hang your ass here and put you against the wall? You're fucking wrong. So they have planned a special 2023 SDG summit for September, at which they will discuss the world's shortcomings in meeting their 17 sustainable development goals. The world's shortcomings, your fucking shortcomings. We're not going to do it. We will not do it. Fuck you. Now what? You're going to send somebody. You're going to put us in a gulag. Come put me in a fucking gulag, son of a bitch. I want to see you do it. Do it. You ain't got the goddamn shit it takes. The Americans will rip your fucking asses apart. We'll go savage on your fucking asses like no, it hasn't been in fucking 300 fucking years. We will pack your asses to pieces. We will fucking do everything we can. We will find new ways to kill you that you cannot even imagine. And every fucking one of you is going to fucking die. Sustainable development goals calling the forum meeting enormously significant as a plethora of world leaders are expected to be in attendance. You mean a bunch of fucking traitors to each of your countries that are being, you people in other countries, your dictator, well, your corporate mafia, Don, goes to these fucking meetings. He is committing treason against you, and you're fucking allowing it. Yeah, they're just a handful of these motherfuckers. We could douse them in nothing flat. Why ain't we doing it? I seen a thing in France where they were showing them on fire, and I agree with NC. I think it was fucking doctored. But the thing, the people in France are fighting. They're resisting. We got goddamn guns. We got every terrible implement of the soldier. And what the fuck are we doing? We're just sitting here taking it and just letting it happen. Stop it. Get them. Kill them. Before they kill you and your children and your grandchildren. Before they kill your seed off this fucking planet. Because you would resist. Anyways, that's enough of this sick shit for me for today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And read between the lines. It ain't hard. These son of a bitches are losing. And it's just like the tyrant. We talk about them squeezing the people. And the people, people start pushing and pulling away. They don't want to be fucking controlled by somebody else's fucking will. So they squeeze harder, and then the people start slipping out between their fingers. And next thing you know, they're hanging like Mussolini upside down with his old lady, getting beaten by the fucking crowd at their dead bodies. That's what's going to happen to you, son of a bitches. This ain't the first fucking time you've tried this shit. And you're just going to turn out the way every other fucking time turned out. You are going to fucking meet justice under the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. You will fucking meet your death, you son of a bitches. Anyways, I guess this is where we say that is the word from the trenches.